Is sexuality and wanting an intimate connection with another considered a negative desire?
Depends. No, I mean, there's it's just in the same way of, you know, is eating food a negative desire? Depends how you approach it. What are the boundaries? What's the result? What is our relationship to the food? So in the same way with a sexual relationship is not, it's got a whole realm of relationships that we have to pay attention to and make sure that they are operating from a place of attentiveness and care and a lack of selfish desire and a lack of manipulation, because it's really loaded, and it's just so important to pay attention, and that's why it's so important to understand the desire, the function of desire. What is it trying to get, and is it actually appropriate or inappropriate? And that's also why, say, like in Buddhism, precepts are so important, because they establish boundaries of trust in terms of how we relate to each other as human beings. And so it's not so much a matter of just thwarting desire, but understanding how desire works so that we can build those bonds of trust and care.